Yeah, we'll pop you back to Neil Mitchell in a moment on 3SH, the Balranald Shire Council, and we welcome first time on air, Director of Corporate and Community Services, Hody Bowleave. Hello, Hody, and welcome aboard. You've only been part of the crew up there for a couple of weeks.
I have. Thank you very much. Welcome to you.
And, gee, you've hit the ground running. It's been a busy fortnight and we've got a lot to get through. So, hey, first up, you want to celebrate what's been a magnificent career for your librarian?
Yes, definitely. Last Friday we had Angela Harbin celebrate her last day with Balranald Shire Council as the librarian. Angela's been with us for over 25 years, so she's had a very long and illustrious career at Balranald.
25 years, quarter of a century, of going shush. Yeah. You got a new librarian?
Yes, Janaya Gaston started with us on Monday, and she's full of ideas and enthusiasm, and we're looking forward to what she might bring.
Yeah, lovely, lovely, Hody. Now, the Bidgee Haven Hostel has had a recent accreditation.
Yeah, one of the first jobs when I started was to get my hands dirty and help out with the accreditation for the Bidgee Haven Hostel. So we've just gone through that now and looking forward to another 2 years of accreditation.
Now, before we do talk about the border restrictions, the bubble, White Ribbon Day, of course, celebrated nationally, but your council raised awareness recently around the Balranald area?
Yeah, our Strengthening Community Access, Inclusion and Wellbeing Advisory Committee decided to get behind the Say No to Violence campaign and promoted White Ribbon by sending balloons out to everyone around the Shire, both in Balranald and Euston communities, encouraging them to put them out on their mailboxes to say that they support saying no to violence.
White balloons, of course, and no doubt many would have put them out on their letterboxes, which is a wonderful initiative, and as you mentioned, to say no to violence, White Ribbon Day. And very quickly, the six reasons to be crossing the border at the moment?
Yeah, the Victorian government's created six new reasons to go across the border. So for necessary goods and services, caring, compassionate reasons, paid or voluntary work, education, to get a COVID vaccine, or for sport and exercise at a physical recreation facility, so excluding spectators. So a few changes there, but check out either Balranald Council's Facebook page or the Victorian Government for all of the advice on that.
But you are still in the bubble, yes?
Yes, we are still in the bubble, but the changes have come into effect as of midnight last night, so people just need to make sure they're aware of those changes when they cross over.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. Our first interview, Director of Corporate and Community Services, Balranald Shire Council, Hody Bowleave. Thanks, Hody.
Thanks, Len.
Back to Neil Mitchell.